Dimanera Bodhi. I'm the founder of Youth Evolve. Today, I just want to get to know you and your enterprise, what you guys do. So before we get to, you know, the serious stuff about your enterprise and all of that, I'd like to get to know each of you, who you are, where you're from, what are you studying, what do you like to do for fun and all of that. So I'm going to start with this, Ezo, and then Tando.
Hey, yeah. My name is Disetso Madisha, and I'm doing my third year final year at the University of Western Cape. Studying BCom General, majoring in economics and financial management. And I'm from Gauteng, Pretoria.
You're from Pretoria. What do you like doing for fun?
90% of my time I usually focus on my academics, but then for fun, I'm always watching anime, but then I also like to play soccer.
Okay. Tando?
Okay, hi guys. My name is Tando, Tando Smart. I'm also studying here. I'm doing my second year in Bachelor of Education. Originally, I'm from Eastern Cape, where I also studied my diploma in economics and statistics at NMU. In Eastern Cape, in Tanzania specifically. What do I like? I just like to be involved. That's all. Yeah. And then I like. Mm. Yeah, there are certain things I like, but I like being involved. Yeah. That's. I think that's it.
For fun, is what do you like doing?
I like going out.
Okay, you like going out. All right, that's so good. Okay, nice having you two here. So today, obviously, we're going to talk about your enterprise, what you guys do, and why you guys do what you guys do. So I don't know who's going to be answering the questions, but can you kind of like alternate with each other on the questions that I'll be asking? But can you guys kindly tell me about your enterprise? Your enterprise, basically. What is it? What do you guys do? What do you guys offer? Yeah, let's start with that.
This is a welcome. We'll start and then I'll add.
Okay, cool.
Okay, no problem. We both are part of the student training for entrepreneurship promotion, which was STEP last year. And this is how we started our own program, because we're part of that. Then you had to start, come up with an idea and establish the business. So there were five of us as a members, but then now it's only like, I would say two of us were actually active. Some members are not actually putting the work. So now it's only two of us who are actually running the program. So what we do is, as we know, career guidance is one of the most common issues in schools and could be what learners are missing just to make informed and realistic decisions about their future and better choices for a successful future. So we are the LEM program, which is a social enterprise that aims to improve the access and the quality of our education for high school learners, also focusing on career guidance. The program provides high school learners with opportunities to learn about various universities and also the importance of choosing the right subjects, looking at their own strengths and weaknesses, then match that with their skills and interests so that they can get best suitable career choices. And also they learn about how the subject they choose in high school relates to different careers they want to pursue when they go to various universities.
Yeah.
And we started this program as a way of sharing our knowledge and experience with high school learners.
That's beautiful. Because my next question was, why did you guys start this? But I can ask this, what problems were you guys trying to solve while starting this initiative?
I think that we saw that I think before we started, we were supposed to just select any we called it the SDG meaning we were to choose an SDG that we wanted. And so like, I'm a bit familiar with like in terms of tutorial companies and stuff like that. So we ended up going that route because it was I think it was impactful towards any community we would choose, you know, to assist, you know. And then we decided that let us try this because it's I think it's impact towards any community that we would like to operate in or we have operated in. It created something that is, it was unique because I think a lot of people had, we had competition, but we know the dedication and the strategies that we wanted to implement, it was, I think they were way somehow different towards compared or to the other groups that were present at the time or that the ones we were competing with. So we thought like education and bringing kids, you know, to campus, I think it brings some sort of motivation, you know, to the kids in general. You know, they have the idea now that they want to be in university, they want to experience this life, you know, and study beyond, you know, their limits or something like that. So it's a vast concept, but you know, we try to make it more simple and implementable as possible. Yeah.
That's good. So what are some of the challenges that you guys experience while doing this work? What is your biggest challenge?
I'll just answer you quickly. Our biggest challenge for now is communicating with the schools, because when you send emails, it's kind of like difficult for them to actually respond to you in time. So we have to take our times, and we're also student, but then we have to take time to go to the schools, set up an appointment. Then we have to come back again when they give us a date, which we can come and meet with them, sit down with them, and like tell them why we are here. So this is the biggest challenge that we're facing. But then now we've been trying to find some partners, and because there's a student enrollment in the University of Western Cape, so we're kind of like trying to build something with them, which probably will help us get closer to the schools because they focus on enrollment of first years to the University of Western Cape, which they kind of like maybe have an information of most of high schools that we actually can work with. And also the biggest challenge, which kind of like was a biggest huge setback for us, was because we started as five, we kind of like depended on the other members, but then when they stopped putting the work and all, kind of like put us back, because we can handle, let's say, about 100 learners and there's only two of us. But then we have put measures into place and we come to a point of trying to think of challenges that we may face as time goes. Then we put measures into place. So in, for example, one of the solutions that we came with is we can create something for the learners, for students at the University of Western Cape, which in maybe faculty of education, because what we're actually doing is focus on education, we can just find some students who be interested into giving the tours and participating within our program, and probably they can gain some experience, skills, communication skills. That's the solution we came for, and those are the most challenges that we faced.
Because I wanted to ask that, what is it? Why don't you guys just get other people to work with into the vision that you guys have? So I think I'm answered that you are already implementing, working with students in the university. Is any of you studying at that at the University of Western Cape?
Yes, two of us are studying at the University of Western Cape.
Or you both studying there?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of support does the university give when it comes to those kind of programs?
We have partners. We can say the Center of Entrepreneurship and Innovation at the University of Western Cape is kind of like assisting us, because it's focusing on students who want to start to, who want to be entrepreneurs. So in terms of information and support, in terms of to get, like for example, for our learners to get access to the schools, we need permission and all of that. So they kind of like the closing the gap, as in like they actually the ones who are helping us to get access to the schools. So far those are our partners that we work with in terms of information. We also have sessions where else you can just go, and if we're facing a challenge, we just set a session with them, then they will help us get through it. And in terms of our program, we can, they kind of like our partners because they assist us with everything that we want to help with.
True, because, you know, with high schools, it's kind of hard. You don't really, especially like if you, your focus is on public high schools, emails don't really work in that kind of a system. You'd have to go there or know someone that you're going to call and speak with. But I don't think the emails would function as much as they would maybe if it's an urban school and whatever. So it also depends on the target, where exactly you are targeting. So where are the target, where which schools are you guys targeting?
We are currently like targeting like public schools. Yeah, well.
From where?
Okay, like we started with a school in Mfuleni, meaning like here in Western Cape. And that's a school that we worked with, and then we worked successfully, and then like we approached like I think more than like three schools, yeah. But it takes time for them to approve such like proposals. You know, they need something that is concrete, and then sometimes we submitted letters from the university. You know, so the management even of the school now, they have to take a lot of process, like, you know, take into account certain things that they reply at a certain time. When they reply, maybe we are busy with exams or something like that. You know, so. We basically had a school like in Mfuleni that we could maybe approach even next year, and then they would allow us because they know what we did. We started with them, you know, and then we are trying to like to get now some sort of there are local programs that maybe deal with high school children, like maybe they provide medicine, science. We want to approach those type of school type of programs as well. Also approach other schools as well, because public schools basically are the get-go, other go-to schools compared to like private. We haven't approached a private school yet or something like that. You know, we're dealing with the public schools currently because we know, I think that we create more exposure, more compared, because I think private schools, they have some their own like tours and everything, but in terms of public, you know, they are limited to such resources, you know. So we want to provide those resources to them, you know, in a as much as we can, but we're still somehow, you know, lacking, you know, in terms of because we want to improve the paperwork, you know, because this program requires a lot of paperwork we need, you know, some require stamps, you know, create stamps, you must have stamps and everything, all that type of, you know, information resources. So bit by bit, you know, we have to go in, you know, have stamp, have you know, some one bank account, because last time we operated with the school, they sent money through a personal account, so that they went into it, but they ended up agreeing. So they suggested we have our own bank account. You know, these are the things we have to we keep on, you know, trying to improve, you know, bit by bit. We want to, you know, so we're dealing with public schools. Well, public schools give us I think good chance in terms of offering a good service.
Definitely. So I think what you're mentioning, it's so important that since you mentioned that you're students, it's so important that you do you don't have to do a lot of those, because it's definitely going to be a lot of admin for you guys to work with those schools, because also they need to be sure whether you guys are legit or not, because it will be very irresponsible for a school to just allow you to take the kids. If anything happens to those kids, they are held accountable for that. So that's why it's a very rigorous process that you guys need to be able to take. So it's important for you as an enterprise to have all structures or possible resources, not resources per se, but everything that shows that your enterprise is legitimate. So you always need to have things in paper and you know, paper ready, basically. When things are needed, you need to have them ready, because they can't just allow people saying that they're taking these kids to TOS and all of that. Then, you know, they're kidnapped or something happens to them, because we live in a country that is not safe. So it's important that when you're working with demographics like these kids, especially those that also are coming from disadvantaged areas, it's important that you show that you are running a legitimate business. So with that said, are you guys on social media? Are you advertised? Do you have, you know, active social media presence or online presence?
Yes, we do. We have, we opened an Instagram page and a Facebook page.
Are you active on those pages?
Yeah, we're active on those pages. We just posted some pictures of our programs and some more information on what we do.
So that's good. You need to have that kind of, you know, presence where you are posting. It kind of creates also that legitimacy about your businesses, I mean, your enterprise as well. And I'm not sure if I had any other questions. Okay, so what social impact does your enterprise have? What's the social impact? Hello?
Okay, can you rephrase your question?
What is the social impact? Like, what is it that your enterprise gives back to the community? What is it that it's doing for the community? What are the benefits of your enterprise?
I get your question. So basically, as Thando stated, that our program was mainly started focusing on the SDG of quality education. So yeah, within the community, that's why you're focusing on high school learners. And mostly our target is high schools that are actually in townships, because as Thando mentioned, that they have limited resources. And I'm from one of the schools where until my matric, there was never a career guidance. So that's where, and I realized some of my peers struggles selecting subjects, because now they ended up not looking at their own weakness or their strength. They just went with the choice of their friends. And now it's kind of like, so we're trying to decrease the rate of dropouts, the rate of students learning something they didn't actually like, because maybe they chose that because of their friends. So we give...
Okay, I lost you here.
Yeah, I'm saying we're giving.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, so in terms of everyone that's going to participate within our program, learners and stuff, and everyone, so they're gonna benefit a career guidance, which they will actually improve them to choose subjects that actually relate to their interest and strength and everything. So they're gonna improve. This will go in a long way, because we're focusing on high schools, which is the foundation. So if they can fix this and they can choose something that is suitable to them going forward, going to universities, they'll be able to study something they like and something they actually have advantage in.
Yeah, okay, that's good. So I'm going to have a quick exercise with you. I want to see how well you guys know your business. I don't know who's going to do it. Please nominate. I'm not, even before I mention what the challenge is about, sorry, please nominate who would do it between you two. It's a 30-second challenge.
Who is it, like questions?
Yeah.
Do we just answer questions?
No, it's pitching.
Oh, okay. Do you want to go for it, Thando?
Yeah, I can try. It's fine. I can try.
Okay, let me just set up my timer. 30 seconds. So in 30 seconds, you're going to tell me about your business, I mean, your enterprise, what your enterprise is about. Make sure that you sell the best, like the important information. So in that 30 seconds, there should be the most important information about your enterprise. So are you ready to start?
Okay. Tisezo, do you want to do it? Because I think you're the best in this one. Let Tisezo do it.
Okay. Tisezo, you want to start?
Okay, I can try it. We have 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Three.
Okay, no problem.
Two, one, let's start.
LEAM program is a social enterprise that aims to improve access and quality of higher education and career guidance for high school learners. So our target market is basically high school learners. The program provides high school learners with the opportunity to learn about various universities, also the importance of choosing the right subjects, looking at their own strengths and weaknesses. So we partner with various universities and organizations to provide learners with more exposure and opportunities. And we started the program as a way of sharing our knowledge. I was almost there.
Almost. But that was good because what you needed to do is to bring in the most important factors about your enterprise. The reason for this exercise, the first 30 seconds of you talking about your business should bring attention to the listener or someone who you're telling, that they even have questions to say, oh, okay, tell me more. So yes. Instead of being long-winded and losing people's interest and all of that, the first 30 seconds is quite important. So keep exercising that when you have to talk about your business, but the first 30 seconds, you have covered everything. So already that also gives, you know, them questions to ask what and all of that. But so far, so good. You did well. And I love what you guys are doing. It's quite innovative as well. It's not that easy to do. You've explained challenges. I quite understand because what we do at Youth Evolve, it's kind of similar. So the challenge is it's something that I truly, truly understand. And what is it that you guys want to add from, you know, maybe from the entire conversation that we're having? Is there any other thing that you'd like to add?
I just want to ask a quick question. Was the 30-second thingy more or less like elevator pitch?
Not really. It was just an exercise. For you to see how well do you know your business.
Oh, okay. So from your experience, how long should a elevator pitch be? Less than a minute?
Yeah, definitely. As I said, 30 seconds, it's the most, is like sometimes they will say a minute and all of those things, but I'm saying like in general, if you're going to talk about your business to anyone, the first 30 seconds, you should be able to capture that person's interest, like make them interested in hearing more. So the first 30 seconds is important.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I understand. So, but then, and also what I would like to say is, it was nice joining the exhibit Youth Evolve. And what I actually wished was if we could have done the exhibit, it would have been an amazing day for all.
Definitely.
But then unfortunately, based on whatever the challenges were, we couldn't. But then I'm glad that you guys made an exception for us to stay. We have an alternative way where you guys can actually continue exhibiting your business. And we appreciate everything that you're doing for us. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much. No, definitely would have loved us to actually meet in person. But yeah, because of the challenges that we had with your university, we couldn't. But I hope that in future that happens. I think it's since you guys also work with universities, it's also important for you guys to initiate such things because I think there's a level of importance wherein enterprises or businesses around like as student entrepreneurs on campus just to know about each other and support each other throughout your business, your journey as student entrepreneurs. But either way, I'm also honored to have you on here. Is there any other thing? I'm not sure who was talking. Was it Tisset? Was it anything, Tando, you want to add?
Yeah, it was Tisset. Yeah. not on my side. It's just that, We as Tisetsa said, that we are grateful, and also, you know, it's nice to be, you know, part of these initiatives, because, you know, it's all about gathering knowledge, you know, meaning upskilling yourself, you know, having certain exposures to certain concepts that you didn't have, you know. Mm-hmm. I think in the long term it might be nice, you know, to launch you guys like at UWC. As much as I don't know the steps, the routes, but I think it would be nice, you know, to launch such initiative, like to have it like on a yearly basis, you know, because there are students like who want to participate in these things, as well as us. We want to, you know, gather more knowledge, more, because when you run, when you start programs like these, you know, you must have all the necessary information, you know, whether it's 10% or it's 20% or it's 5%, as long as you gather more information, and then it will basically add up to 100% or 110%. And then, you know, at the end of the day, you have something which is more solid than a rock. So for us, on my side, also on my team, and just as well, we are grateful, you know. We will keep on, you know, signing up for these things, and then, you know, until we master our program. But we're gonna True. Keep, if we have inquiries, we're gonna contact you guys, you know, because you have more exposure than us, paperwork wise. We need help, so we're gonna contact you guys. What we have, what we don't, you know, all the type of information. Okay.
Definitely. So we're gonna put out this interview to, you know, it's going to be out there in our socials, and you know, to, you know, probably possible investors and all of that. So in case there's, you know, an investor or someone who wants to donate to this movement, what exactly do you want to tell them now? If they're listening to this, what would you say to them?
Okay, like on my side, you know, like if someone wants to donate, you know, if they want to add, you know, add value to the education system of young kids, you know, we are the go-to people, you know. I think we are still a young product or service in the field, you know. So we want to add more value than already people have, you know. We're still kicking, we're still buzzing, but we are dedicated in what we're doing, you know. We giving 110%, not only 100%, you know. But if given a chance, obviously we would take it with both hands. Because we've been working, you know, and then we've been succeeding without having nothing, you know. So we wish that people, you know, come and see or contact us, you know, just to know more with this initiative of ours.
Where are your pages? What are the handles for your pages?
The page angels is a LEMP program.
LEMP program. So that's both on Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Tando and Tisetso, it was nice having you. I don't think there's anything more else to add or deduct. I think this was quite inspiring. I'm inspired by the work that you guys are doing. And definitely, we would definitely work together in future, since we do like literally something similar. So yeah, looking forward to future partnerships. And thank you so much for showing up today.
And thank you so much also for the opportunity.
Thank you
so much. Okay, bye.